is a Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Because the way the Medrash Tanchuma works, it usually quotes a halacha. So the first halacha it quotes in Lech Lecha is the halacha of if someone is walking. And so when they get to the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they should stop. But when they get to the first paragraph, they have to Hashem Elokecha, they could continue walking. So the question is, why are we teaching the halacha Kriya Shema on Parshas Lech Lecha? Avraham Avinu wasn't saying Shema, so what's the relevance? What's the message? So Rav Nissen Alpert Zatzal explained as follows. So we know Avram was in his 70s. Lech Lecha. Why didn't God come to Avram at 15, 18, 25, 30, 40 and say Lech Lecha? Like, why did he wait so long? Apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't think Avram was ready. That Avram wasn't ready. What do you mean he wasn't ready? He was working on his Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. He was working on his acceptance, the yoke of heaven. And he was working on himself. Well, we know everyone has different time frames, but either you work on yourself first, and then once you're worked on yourself, I mean, you don't have to perfect yourself. That never happens. That takes a whole lifetime. But you need a certain minimum amount to work on. And once you get that, then you go out and help other people. As Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say, there's always maaser. There's not just 10% of money, but 10% of your time. Sometimes you have to give up. Very relevant to Bizman Hazeh. There are many Kiruv organizations, and even if there weren't organizations, there are plenty of Bali Tshuva. There are plenty of people to try to help. So the question is, at what point, so of course, you got to say you give you 10%, but at what point do I dedicate myself to helping others, whether it's giving shir, whether it's doing MCSY, or Sameach, or some other group, whatever it may be, and at what point do I work on myself, and what point do I give over? So that's what Rav Nissen Alpert, that's what the message is telling me. That's what the, so Lech Lecha, so what does the Lecha say? When you read Pasuk Echad, if you're working on your own self, so then the stop. What it means is you need absolute focus. You got to focus on what's happening, on working on your emuna, bitachon, and all the things, your midos, whatever you have to work on, becoming a talmid chacham, etc. However, the Medrash quote, Medrash Halacha says, when you get to the Hafta Hashem Elokecha, you get to the first parsha, so now you could walk and talk. In other words, if you're someone, like anything in life, when you're in the middle of building a foundation, so obviously a strong wind or something abnormal or whatever, even maybe not a strong wind, could affect the foundation and it could fall over. But once the foundation is dug in and all ready, so then it could take different abuse or different challenges. So a person, once they become strengthened their own Avodas Hashem, then they're able to give over. And of course the challenge is the balance, because at what point do I say, what point do you leave yeshiva and you go out to work, you go out for kiruv, you go out to wherever you might go out. So that's the challenge, and that's what Rav Alpert explained, Lech Lecha. That was the issue by Avram. In fact, that was some of the tiniest people had on Noach, the whole discussion, Yesh Darshan L'Ganai, Yesh Darshan L'Shevach. But one of the tainas on Noach was like, what do you mean? 120 years, that one Baal Tshuva. So there are many answers given. I think the Ksav Sofer says, no. I mean, every situation's different. You got to know when to go out. If Noach would have went out, it would have been a disaster. He would have lost himself and he would have lost his family. Sometimes you have to turn inward and make sure you solidify yourself and your family, and then you're ready to go on. Others say, that no, really Noah could have went out, but as the Kedushas Levi points out, he was Makante Amuna. He was lacking faith. Not lacking faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lacking faith in yourself. If you don't feel you can do something, you have to have some self-confidence. So any job you do, you have to go to be successful in the Beis HaMedrash, to be successful anywhere, you have to have self-confidence. Obviously, you have to balance it. You can't become too overconfident either and become a Baal Gaiva, but you have to be confident. And that's why as Rav Soloveitchik used to always explain that we know when we talk about Vidoy, Ashamnu, Baganu, we talk about, oh, we're what a sinner we are, we do this wrong, we do that wrong, etc. However, we find the concept of Vidoy Maiser in Parashas Kisavo in a different context. We find in the context of that God, I did everything I was supposed to do. I did all the ma'aser. That's what the vidoy ma'aser. Asisa kol asher tzivani. What kind of vidoy is that? We know vidoy. I'm a loser. I'm a sinner. I got to do better. What do you mean I did everything? So that's what the Soloveitchik explained. The yisod of tshuva is, the yisod of vidoy is, you got to believe in yourself. If you're just saying, Hashamnu, Baganu, I'm not capable, what could I do? I'm a loser, I'm helpless, I can't do any better. So then, that's not true. But you go, you have to see a therapist. But you have to believe you're capable. If you're capable and you fall, so you realize you got to pick yourself up and do better. But if you don't think you're capable, so what's the problem? So that's the yisod here, you know. So whether Noach also, maybe he realized Noach wasn't cut out for this job, so he didn't ask Noach. It's always important to put yourself, or put your employees, or put your talmidim in a position where they could be successful, in the right position, in the right job. And that's the yisod. Lech Lecha. Why didn't he send him out at 15:20? Why did he wait to the 70s? Because apparently Abram wasn't ready yet. He was working on his Kabbalah, Salam Machos Shamayim, Shema Yisrael, Shalom Shamachat, so you have to need absolute focus. That's why if you're traveling, you stop. However, in the 70s, he must have reached the level of Haftah Shamo Kecha, and that's when Mayom HaShem Al Abram, Lech Lecha, go out and do and fulfill the mission I'm about to send you. To fulfill the mission I'm going to be giving you.